A new policy for sharing classified information among federal, state, local, tribal, and private sector groups, that's pretty much everybody, has been established by the executive order, but the order doesn't override previous policies. It was instead designed to make the process for sharing this national security information more formalized. Paul Wormley is the executive director of the IJIS Institute. It represents companies that work with the government on information sharing, and he joins us now to discuss how much more sharing is likely to happen because of this order. Mr. Wormley, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Amy, for having me.
Now, from your perspective, is this order going to make things simpler? Is there going to be complication before we get to the simple? How is this going to change things for agencies as they work with all of these other sectors?
I think it will improve the information sharing environment quite a bit because the state and local agencies that really are hungry to receive information from the various federal intelligence agencies have seen a lot of confusion on the part of the federal government as to what really can be shared with state and local agencies due to statutory restrictions like the Privacy Act and just the lack of policy. So this is a real important step forward that I think will be welcomed by state and local agencies.
Is this a standardization, in effect, a streamlining?
Well, I think what it really does is bring together a lot of policies that have been partially implemented and not consistently implemented across the federal government. Some of the provisions are already in place, have been in place in certain agencies, but not in others. There's provisions in this for an improved process for getting clearances, which has been a big stumbling block in the state and local world, because the truth is very few people in law enforcement, the state and local level, have a clearance, so they can't even get to the data if they needed it.
And this would help with that process, getting the clearances to others?
It will streamline the process of granting clearances and will make it more likely that there will be people in the law enforcement world and at the state and local level that will have access to secret information where they have a need to do so.
Now, the way you explain it, it sounds like it's all good. Rainbows and gumdrops, everything's going to be just fine. What am I missing? Is there anything missing within the order itself that you think should be there?
Well, I think one of the provisions that I believe the state and local folks would have hoped for would have been to make more provisions for granting a clearance when it's necessary to people other than the governor. The executive order allows the federal government to bypass the clearance process in an emergency to tell governors what some information that might be helpful, but it's really the chief of police and the local agency that needs to know if there's a potential terrorist event going to happen in his or her town. They need to know that whether they have a clearance or not. So I think some folks would wish that the executive order went a little further to provide that exception where it's warranted for local officials as well as state.
We've heard a lot in recent years about the shift or the attempted shift from the need-to-know sort of stovepiping kind of hold on to your information because information is power, you never want to give up your power, to this commitment to provide and to share and this idea that it is necessary that you share with people. Does this run the risk of sharing too much with too many people? Is it no longer top secret security stuff if everybody knows about it?
Oh, I don't think so. Like I said, there's still a very small percentage of people that have clearances, and that's not going to be a huge percentage. And it's the need to share is a principle that's getting widely adopted, but it has to do with the context in which the information is provided. If I'm a federal agency and I know something about a potential event in your town, I should share that with you, with or without clearances. But this permits a federal agency to share that information where it's needed. And it's not just putting it out for the whole public to sign up to. It's to target it to those officials who need to know the information to possibly prevent a terrorist attack or some other major event.
We're talking with Paul Wormley. He is the executive director of the IJIS Institute, and we're learning more about the Classified National Security Information Program. And from your perspective, you see this, from what I'm hearing from you, as an improvement. What other parts of this order really sing out to you, and you say, oh, finally, we're getting this done?
Well, the big thing that it does is put the stamp of the entire government behind this need to share information with state and local. There have been so many different agencies having different policies and different interpretations of what can be shared and what can't be shared, and what's classified and what's not classified. And this executive order makes it consistent across the federal government, so people can now know what to expect to be able to get or not get from the federal government with respect to classified information. And that's a huge step forward.
Now, clarify something else for me, if you don't mind, the timeline for this. This is an executive order, so immediate, it starts right away?
Well, there are some provisions that give agencies as much as 180 days to put the policies in place to make it all happen. So some parts of it are immediate. It really sets the stage immediately for, I think, improving the actual process of issuing clearances. Assigns responsibilities to specific agencies, the Department of Defense in that case, for the clearance process. So some of it is immediate, and other parts of it, the president is giving the agency heads time to figure out how to blend it into their process.
And you actually anticipated my next question, which was about who bears the responsibility for this, who's going to make this happen, where does the onus fall? But I guess it would depend on the agency.
Right. Some agencies are named in the executive order for particular actions, like issuing clearances as a Department of Defense responsibility. But every agency that the president has a reach over has now an obligation and a policy upon which to move forward to share this classified information where it's appropriate.